Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, 13 days until the first pitch at Historic McCormick Field for the 2014 baseball season. Are you counting down the hours?
I'm not counting down, but it's good news that baseball is just around the corner.
It is. Spring is officially here now, I guess, and you know, it's still a little blustery out there, but it'll eventually fade away and it'll warm right up. In the meantime, we can get into some of the fun things to do this weekend. And one of the big events in town, I think the single biggest event in town this weekend, is probably the Chase Brock Experience, playing at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place on Pack Square. Chase Brock, young Hendersonville native, choreographer, went to New York, became quite a star on the dance scene up there, choreographed Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, and he's bringing, for the first time, he's bringing his dance company, the Chase Brock Experience, back home. You can go up to the Diana Wortham Theater and see him tonight or tomorrow night, and I'll be up there this evening for the show.
And we should point out that he spoke recently with our own Greta Johnson. That's coming up.
I look forward to hearing what he told Greta. I had a little chat with Chase earlier in the week, too. You can read my story in this morning's Asheville Scene and your Asheville Citizen Times. It's online at AshevilleScene.com, and it's in boxes around town and in your morning newspaper. Now, on with the things going on this weekend. A lot of theater happening. I guess it's spring theater season. Asheville Playback Theater performing tonight at Jubilee Community Center. Let's see. We've got Proof on stage at the BB Theater downtown. That's being done by a group called Rarely Theater and part of the Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective. Venus and Fur over at North Carolina Stage Company, 15 Stage Lane. And Baltimore Waltz is being done by the Anam Cara Theater Group out at the Toy Boat Community Arts Center, 101 Fairview Road in Asheville. So quite a bit of live theater to get out and enjoy this weekend. It won't be long before all the theater playhouses are cranked up for the warm weather season. Now for some music, Lonnie Smith. Dude has been around for a long time playing at Hammond B3. Never been to Asheville before, but he's going to be here tonight at 9 o'clock over at the Isis Restaurant Music Hall in my neck of the woods, 743 Haywood Road in West Asheville. That is going to be one hot concert this evening. Something called Pigpen Theater. You'd think that was a theater company. You know, in fact, they do. It is a theater company, but they're going to be in here doing music, kind of independent folk music, 8 o'clock tomorrow at the Mill Room, 66 Ashland Avenue. You can go over and check that one out. And the Asheville Community Band is playing at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at Asheville High School. They're going to have a piece of music they had commissioned by the orchestra will be performed and other favorites. So you can go down. It's $8 to get in for adults and free to students, as it always is. Finally, one more musical note that we ought to mention is Mac Arnold, my main man, blues brother number one, great blues musician, playing on Sunday night at the Purple Onion down in Saluda. That'd be a show worth driving down there to go see. Anytime you can see Mac Arnold play, he's the real deal when it comes to blues. So Sunday night at the Purple Onion for Mac Arnold. On to some family-friendly stuff here. We don't see enough of that in Asheville, I think, but two shows, based around Disney productions in town this weekend. Disney Junior Live on Tour, Pirates and Princess Adventure. That's playing on Saturday at 1 and 4 o'clock over at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Asheville. And then on Sunday, the Disney film Up is brought to life by a local aerial artist, sort of a mix of aerial arts and theater and dance. And there'll be a performance on Saturday at 4 o'clock and Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Jewish Community Center here in Asheville over on Charlotte Street. So a couple of good things to go do with your kids this weekend. Finally, on to the movies now. And have you been to see a motion picture?
Saw The Natural starring Robert Redford.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Well, you know, I went to see Grand Budapest Hotel, which is opening today, and I think it'll be the big movie of the weekend. Wes Anderson directed and wrote this movie, set in pre-World War II Europe. An amazing cast of people in this film. The list just goes on and on. Ralph Fiennes, Adrian Brody, F. Murray Abraham, Willem Dafoe, Jeff Goldblum, Saoirse Ronan, Tilda Swinton, Tom Wilkinson, and that's just about half of them. People just pop up and do little performances. Some of them are around longer, but it's a fun story about a hotel concierge, and he gets caught up in a plot of murder and mayhem swirling around this grand old inn in Eastern Europe. So you can see it at the Fine Arts of Carolina Asheville or at the Biltmore Grand. That's a big movie for the weekend. A couple of others that are happening this weekend, Divergent. Probably going to get a good bit of business there, too, based on the young adult novel series at the Bowcatcher Biltmore Grand of Carolina. God's Not Dead, a faith-based film at the Biltmore Grand Carolina in Carmike. Muppets Most Wanted, take the kids to go see that, the Biltmore Grand Carolina, Asheville, and the Carmike. And I know our own Greta was asking about Veronica Mars last week, and it opened in some markets last weekend. It does come into Asheville this week at the Carolina Asheville Theater. It's, of course, based on the old Veronica Mars television show. And if you want to see it, I would suggest getting out there. I don't know how long it'll stick around. It's kind of an independent film. It was funded by Kickstarter. So, anyway, those are your motion pictures to consider for the new ones to consider this week.
Lots of film to check out, lots of theater, lots of music. Tony, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So long, everybody.